And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hi, this is Grace, and you're listening to a new episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You just heard Ode to Joy by Mystic Inane off of one of the three excellent 7-inches they released last year. Were all three of them last year? Not sure. Anyway, that was Ode to Joy. We've been listening to that song on repeat for about a week now at Maximum Rock and Roll headquarters, trying to figure out what the fuck Jonah is saying. So if you have any thoughts, please send them to us at mrr@maximumrockandrollradio.com. Next up is a set of current U.S. hardcore bands. I just approved the test presses for the new in-school record that will be out on my label, Thrilling Living Records. This is the eponymous track, Cement Fucker.
Smash it down with steel, and then you're off.
Hey, this is Grace, and you're listening to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You just heard I Don't Want to Be Like Me by Eurocrumbs off of the vinyl version of most of their demo recently released by Lumpy Records. Eurocrumbs are a band from Western Massachusetts. Before that, you heard Maintenance of an Application by Taiwan Housing Project, which is a band featuring members of Harry Pussy and Little Claw out of Philadelphia. Kevin from Tyvek is playing with them live now. I can't believe I never saw this band while I lived there, and I hope that they come to the West Coast soon. Before that was Kansas City's Warm Bodies with Turn Me Into Gel off of their demo tape. Before that was Minneapolis's Lemonade with Forced Sterilization. They were one of the best bands that I saw at Everything Is Not Okay Fest, and they're going on tour soon with Lard Boys in the Midwest. So if they come to your city, check the... Well, Brendan just informed me that they're not going on tour anymore. I guess I'm not in the Midwest punk gossip circle, but anyway, you should check them out. Hopefully they will have a record soon on a label that will be revealed to you in due time. And kicking off that set was Cement Fucker by In School off of the Cement Fucker EP, which will be out in early June, provided everything goes according to plan, which, as we all know, in the record pressing business, it usually doesn't. Brendan, what are you going to play for us?
This first song is Brute in the Bathroom by Perverts Again. They sent in their LP and was in issue number 395. And it was one of the best things I heard last month. So this is what's first. Here we go.
Brute. you just heard Dust Red by Knots. Before that was Bib with No Exit off their demo tape. Before that, Animal Lover with Patience off of their first 7-inch, one of my favorite things to ever come out of Minneapolis. And before that, Perverts Again with Brute in the Bathroom. That was on the Our Big Party LP on Non-Commercial Records. It's an awesome record. All right, and now Grace has some more songs.
Hey, this is Grace. Next set is sort of late 70s, early 80s stuff. This first song is called TV Me by The Distributors.
We'll be right back. looks like that, always running up the alley, trying to get home, or standing on the corner, never alone.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and you just heard the Wasps' classic, Teenage Treats. Before that was Howard Hughes by The Tights. Before that was Over You by The Undertones. Before that was You Were So Young by The Cigarettes. And kicking off that set was TV Me by The Distributors. Another rare example of successful drum machine punk. Brendan is going to play one of my favorite songs of all time. He didn't even know. Brendan, what are we going to hear next?
This next one is Murder in My Heart by Homeblitz, cover of The Searchers.
I've got my radio on, but I can't take my music. TV on, but I can't get the picture. Something's going wrong, I can't speak. There's murder in my heart. Just like a chain with the fire deep within me, cruising through the night till I get satisfaction. Even when you're near me, I can't kick. There's murder in my heart. Got a written letter saying I'm the same as any man alive. That's how I survive. Trigger twitching in my brain, and when that issue starts, there's murder in my heart. Too much is happening, I feel just like a movie queen. All of my friends are fading into silkscreen. Sirens are whirling, I'm shaking. There's murder in my heart. There's murder in my heart. There's murder in my heart. There's murder in my heart.
words to give me. Be a careful with me. Ever living in a shadow of distance here. I'm gonna make my journey babies, but they're babies here. Pull out of me.
sinister. Lipstick, dark hair, lost in your eyes. Walking out the door, saying goodbye.
All right, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, if you didn't know that already. Let's see, that last one was The One That You Really Want by Mystery Date. Before that, Homo Stupids with Wearing Sammy. Grace says that 2016 there's going to be a new Homo Stupid 7-inch.
Yeah! Woo! Woo!
On Richie Records, so look forward to that. Before that, Shouting Distance by John Scary. And before that, Frustration with Victoire Prochon, off of a 7-inch that they sent in last month. That was in issue number 395. That's actually a cover of Seconde Chambre. So there you go. And then to start that off was Home Blitz with Murder in My Heart. So many things that Grace loves on this radio show. So, thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click on the donate button. For more information about this radio show, check out our website, radio.maximumrockandroll.com, or email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. We are also on Twitter, @MRRradio. For review, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD-only release, and cassette to MRR, P.O. Box
460760,
San Francisco, California,
94146 USA.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by
Kalu,
our good friend. We have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes. And now we're gonna end it out with Negative Scanner off of an incredible single on Trouble in Mind. They were on the cover of issue 395.
And they're going on a big sort of West Coast, Midwest tour soon. So if you live in one of those places, check them out. They'll be playing a rare house show gig here in San Francisco in a time where it feels like that's just about impossible. This is Ambitious People by Negative Scanner.
For all you ambitious people.